How can I help you?
Well, we just noticed your van.
You noticed our van.
Okay. When you see something like this, it's like the whole world is like crap, and then you see that one little spot.
Sorry?
What church are you from?
We're not with any religious body. We're with Christ. There's only one body. There's one body.
That's fair.
Systems and to see.
We were Catholic, okay, so it's like
we were raised Catholic.
Yeah,
but we I decided when I was in the fourth grade I was not Catholic.
Yeah, my whole family was Catholic. Yeah, the Catholic faith
really?
Is not. It was. They were Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic faith is not the truth of God. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and they worship in spirit and in truth." And so the truth is God's word. And the doctrines that he laid down through Apostle Paul.
Hey,
and
I'm Sylvia. This is Charlie.
Oh, nice to meet both of you.
My name's Two Post. This is my wife, Sister Amin.
Hi.
I was just so we travel the country. I retired early, and we used to have a homestead around here, but we sold it, and now we generally.
Oh, you used to live here?
Well, we used to live in Wisconsin, then we used to have a homestead here. We've been moving for years and years, and we
you
finally.
You better be in here, because did you know the water in Wisconsin's really toxic?
We moved here from Wisconsin.
Oh yeah,
it's
well,
really toxic there.
So we sold everything we own, and now we travel, and we're migrant, we're nomads. When the weather's cold, we head down south where all the events are, and we preach all down south. And then when the weather gets better, we're headed north right now. And here, let me give you a gospel card.
Oh, thank
you. So, yeah, you asked what body we're part of. We're not part of any religious body or any religious group. We just, there's only one New Testament body. There may be local bodies in an individual town.
I agree with that.
But denominations are not of God. Man-made traditions are not of God. The Christmas.
Most of the churches we found in Wisconsin are really close.
Yeah. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday.
Money is what it's about.
These are all man-made traditions. Do you belong to a religious body or?
No.
I belong to God. I'm a brother of Christ.
Uh-huh.
I don't go. I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
They give you all the state Catholic misselect. Okay, if you had a Bible, it's like, ooh, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, they hit it for
and
centuries.
A lot of times, okay, you're reading the Bible, and it's like, okay, you can't prevent anybody from marrying. You can't prevent anybody from eating what they wanted.
Yeah, a bunch of man-made
okay,
rules.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's their old nails.
Yeah.
Okay, Pope was riding around one day. I was about 7 years old. I was sitting there. Pope was riding around in a Mercedes and everything else and all this wealth. And they showed the bottom of this in Vatican. There's just gold and everything else and pictures.
Yeah, they're the richest organization in the world.
That are starving someplace.
Yeah.
Did Christ do that? No.
Yeah, the biggest problem with the Catholic Church, along with all the rest of them, evangelicals, everybody, is the gospel that they don't preach. The biblical gospel that I like to teach to people is that Christ came into the world, he said, to save sinners. He was fully man, he was fully God. He came into the world to show us God's kingdom, to shed his blood for the remission of sin, and to rise again to defeat death. So we have to preach Christ crucified. Very few people preach Christ crucified. That's what I focus on. They pretty much preach, believe in Jesus, go to church, and stop doing the big sins, and you're going to be okay. But we preach Christ crucified, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. And when you place your faith in him, the Bible calls us to repentance. Now, a lot of people have words, but they don't have the right meanings. Repentance, you'll hear people say, oh, I repented. Well, repentance is not feeling bad about your sin. Repentance is not about getting off of drugs and still living like the world or in man-made religion. Repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways that now match God's ways and God's word. So by faith...
A lot of these places... Okay, you got the Bible. What does it say in the Bible? You don't change any dot, period, tittle, or whatever it is. A lot of these places, they start preaching this. Oh, we're not going to teach this way.
Right. They pick and choose, yeah.
That is changing the Bible.
So by Christ,
change the Bible.
By Christ shed blood, we must come to repentance, which means you come out of the world, come out of your flesh, come out of all false ways. Then the Bible says you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. You can have a new heart and a new mind. That happened to us. We had to come out of the world. We were worldly, carnal people. And the fruit that you're born of God, a lot of people say they're born again in America, but they're not going very deep in the scriptures. They're not really obeying. They're not really following. Most of America's believing in Jesus. Even Satan believes in Jesus. They're not following Jesus. So the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience overtakes every aspect of your life. How you act, talk, dress, live, how you preach, how you spend your money, who you associate with, what you do with your time. And this is all in that gospel card. Wait, let me finish. And the last part of the gospel, you have to endure. You have to endure in that saving faith to the end every day, every week, every month, every year. You have to walk in that, growing in your holiness, your sanctification, perfecting the man. And most people believe faith is like a one-time thing. Some people believe it's going to church. And then they live like the culture. And if you truly are a child of God, you feel like, and this is important, if you truly are a child of God, if you're truly born of God, the closer you get to Christ, the more you realize how sinful your flesh is, and you want to fight to stop that sin. You don't just go along with it. And then the more you feel out of place to this world, you are not a part of this world. You're an alien, Peter says. We're a peculiar people. And Jesus said, they hated me. They're going to hate you. They're constantly calling the police on us for no good reason. I won't be surprised if a police show up here today, because my wife's going to go shopping. I'm going to go shopping. We got gospel signs up. They call the police on us. And they tell us, okay. You can't park there with signs. Well, we're shopping. Do you guys monitor everybody else's signs? I see coexist and homosexual bumper stickers. They're not monitoring that. They monitor Christ, the word of Christ. But anyway, so they'll call the police, but you'll be hated in this world.
I was just reading an article from the Epoch Times that says that, you know, I don't know if you remember, like, Biden, you can't take communion because you believe in killing babies, so we're not going to let you take communion.
Yeah.
So after that, he targeted the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Well, the Catholic Church should be targeted, but for the right reason. Biden is a corrupt man. I mean, he's a leader of our country, so I won't speak real ill of him, but I have to call him for what he is. He is definitely an evil man that needs prayer, and he needs to repent. There's no doubt about it. But Donald Trump isn't that much better. People are pushing for Trump. He's not that much different. Politics isn't the hope. The hope is Christ, the gospel I just proclaimed to you, and then a few people. I preach this a lot. Few. Jesus said few. Look around you. Few of these people are going to find eternal life. And that word in the Greek, when you study the word, do you guys study the word of God?
Yeah.
You should look at the Greek and the Hebrew. If you look at that Greek word, few, you know, you think few, what's that? 10%, 20%, 30%?
Yeah.
Puny.
Yeah.
It means puny. And 8 got off the ark out of maybe millions of people. Yeah. 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. 2 come out of Israel out of 600,000. So few is a lot smaller than people think. It's a minuscule tiny number.
Right.
And so you look at your churches full of hundreds or thousands of people, maybe if one or two of them make it into the kingdom, because people love this life. They love their flesh. They love. We had to lose everything. We lost our careers. We lost
work did you do?
I was in sales, and my wife was also in sales management and business. We lost our careers. We lost our families. We lost our grandchildren.
Families?
Oh, yeah. We lost everything.
Your children?
Oh, Jesus said. Oh, of course. Yeah. Jesus said he'd come to divide. We were born again after our children moved out. We used to drink and party with our children. And we only have, out of 5 children, we have one that loosely listens. I believe my son knows it's the truth, but he's like 35, and you know how it is when you're 35, you think you're going to live forever. He sees he's getting old now, and he told me one day, he said, Dad, I can't refute what you're saying, but he said, I can't follow that. It'll cost me everything. Cost him his girlfriend. It'll cost him his career. It'll cost him everything, but one day maybe he will listen. So yeah, we lost our children. We lost most of our grandchildren. Out of what, 8 grandchildren, we only get to see 3 occasionally. And so that's what Jesus said the cost will be. And see, most people don't want to pay that cost. Most people want to compromise. They want to live a lukewarm life. They want to go along, get along. But did you notice the authorities were always on Jesus? We're on Paul. We're on Peter. We're on John the Baptist. Why? Because they were preaching and they stood against. I'm doing a verse by verse through James, and I was in James chapter 4, and I post them up on my website. You can see them there if you'd like.
The King James.
What's that?
Oh, you got a website on there?
Oh, yeah, website. Yeah, don'tperish.com. Thousands of articles.
Okay.
All for free.
King James?
Oh, yeah.
There's
we
so
do
much garbage out
oh,
there.
Oh, no, yeah. We do verse by verse.
I'm looking for this.
Yeah, I do verse by verse. I do street preaching. My wife has an area for ladies. And we've been doing this we've been born again for 15 years. We've been online ever since then. Our website's been out about 10 years. And we do 3 main things. We preach the gospel I just proclaimed to you. We make biblical disciples. We'll either do it in person or online. And then we have to expose all the false doctrines that are going on, that are deceiving people.
We have an email address.
Yeah, usually what I do is I like to start with email, have people email us, and then, you know, because we get, you can imagine the mockers we get and the haters we get. So we usually start, we start with email, and then if someone is serious and they want a Bible study, then we'll exchange phone numbers and we can Bible study via the phone. And we'll go much deeper with people that really want to seek the kingdom of God.
Now, she doesn't like this. I'm going to tell you something.
You better be careful what you say. Okay. Next.
She doesn't like to tell tell people about this. You know, people could be crazy. I don't give a shit. It's crazy.
Okay. They thought Christ was crazy sometimes. Earlier last year, January, February, I'm laying in bed and all of a sudden, my cousin comes to see me. I haven't thought of my cousin in a long time. You know, you get just, we had a whole big bunch of issues going on. And all of a sudden, there's this whole black wall like this, and she was standing there. You could put her hand right through her like this.
Wait. She came to see you in the spirit, you mean?
She came to see me in the spirit.
Was she dead?
I'm laying. I'll let you.
He's gonna
wait,
explain
wait.
What
I'll explain
happened.
The whole thing. I'm like, you know, you're like in the morning, you're like half awake, half asleep. I go and I look, and she says, "Oh, how you been? I haven't seen you in a while." And I says, "I'm okay, you know, everything's going good. I'm, you know, everything's all right." And she says, "Are you sure you're all right?" And I says, "Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm all right. You know, I'm with Sylvia. Just everything's working out, you know. It says, you know, I don't have too many problems, you know, stuff like that." And she told me, she says, "I just wanted to, I haven't seen you in a long time, and I just want to see you before I left." And I woke up. And I'm like, this was a kind of weird. And then I wasn't thinking about it. We had a whole big bunch of issues. She had to go to the hospital, we're going to Minneapolis, all this junk.
I was
and
very,
all of a sudden,
very ill.
My sister texts me Saturday morning. She says, "Esther died this morning." That was my cousin. Okay. And I didn't think about this. And about a month later, I says, "Wait a minute." I called my sister up. I says, "What happened exactly? Do you know what happened exactly the week before Esther died?" And she says, "Oh, she went and she got COVID. She went into coma and
she
then she died on a Saturday."
She was in a nursing home.
I says, "What exactly each day?" She says, "Oh, it was Monday, you know, like on the weekend she went into the coma. I mean, on Wednesday. And then she never came out of it and she died on Saturday." That was Wednesday morning when she came and saw me. You know, there's a lot of these people that come out and they tell you, "Oh, well, I see Jesus," everything else like this. But I tell you something, if you ever experienced that and it's real and it's for you,
can I,
it's like, man, that was one of these things that, you know.
Can I lovingly share something with you? Be careful basing anything of God and truth on experiences. And here's why. Because our experiences are not doctrine. Our experiences can be misleading, and ready, most importantly, Satan the enemy can use experiences to deceive. Now, I think you both said you were Roman Catholic. What do you do? What do you do?
I was never a faith of my own conviction.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What
you were a child.
Was never a faith of my own conviction
right.
because I was forced.
Right.
I told my mother, you know, what if I'm not ready to do
we were
my...
baptized before
right
we were
I understand that so what and so was
not,
I and I left it but here's my point to, you were both Catholics. What do you say about experiential situations? I've talked to people that say Mary's appeared to them.
Who appeared?
Mary. They're gonna say, "I experienced it, it's real." Satan comes as an angel of light. Be careful.
I don't see it's
be careful
real too. But all the little circumstances that came up like that.
Satan's a deceiver. Look what he did to Job.
My cousin was the only one that cared about me in my family.
I'm just saying, test it against God's word.
I know.
And
I was thinking about this for a
and
whole
did, and here's the thing, what I would ask, here's what I would ask. I don't believe that was of God, but here's what I would say. Ready?
Okay, I wasn't saying it was from a God.
Oh, okay.
But she went came and visited.
It could have been something occult and mystic. Here's the thing. Anytime, there you go. Very good. I'm glad you're open to that. It could be mystical and occult. Here's the thing. Whenever men of God came back, there were times when God brought some people back in his will to do it. But guess what always happened? Ready? If an angel appeared, if men appeared like a Moses or something from the past or Abraham, it always was glorifying to God, the gospel, and Christ, and lifted up that way. And a lot of these experiences are not that. It's usually just a supernatural experience. And what it does is, I believe this is what it does. These supernatural experiences, whether it's Mary appearing, your cousin appearing, whatever, people see things in the clouds. Satan.
I don't see things.
Yeah, I did say you did. I'm just saying. I talk to people and see stuff in the clouds.
I know, this is, oh yeah.
What I'm saying is Satan.
South because of clouds.
Yeah, the Bible says he comes as an angel of light. He's not a red guy with horns and a pitchfork on fire. He's a beautiful angel. So he comes as an angel of light. Look what he did to Job. Tornadoes, boils. God allowed him to do a lot of things, and a lot of times God will allow him to do things to see who's really got their eyes on Christ, or who's going to follow signs and wonders. And what's going to happen in the last days? Go read Matthew 24. Jesus said, they said, what will be the signs right before you're coming? He said, signs and wonders will be false signs and wonders, false teachers, men saying, I am the Christ. That could go two ways. It could go men saying, I am Jesus Christ, or men could be saying, Jesus is the Christ. Either way, in our lifetime, have we not seen false teachers explode because of the internet? There's 40,000 denominations today and growing. 40,000. And millions of false teachers on the internet. So Jesus warned, and the Bible says in what, 2 Thess, it's in Thessalonians, the Bible says that Satan's going to be able to do lying signs and wonders. And that's how he's going to deceive the world. This, I don't know how much you're up. I don't watch.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that.
I don't watch the news and everything, but I have been watching. Oh, good. But I have been watching one thing. I've been watching two things that I think are key to the last day events that are going to take place. Two things. Ready? The first one is digital money and cryptocurrency. I've been watching that. The day they pull that off, we are now all totally under control. They can shut you down in an instant. No cash. You'll have no freedom. The other one I'm watching is AI, artificial intelligence. Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
They got computers now going out on the internet. Literally, people are saying they've come to life. They can think. They can form things. And I believe if you go read Revelation 13, I believe the image of the beast that speaks, I believe that's going to be directly linked to probably computers and AI, and you're going to have to submit to him. Otherwise, boop, they shut your account off and you'll be a rebel. You'll starve. You won't be able to live. And so those are the things that I kind of watch being prophetic. But
we're planting a lot of fruit trees right now.
I've heard all this before.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, I know.
Everything
I know.
He said. Real.
No, it's true. The last days are coming.
Right on target.
The last days are coming. There's no doubt about it. I don't know when. And here's another one. Ready? So test what happened to you. Make sure that you don't believe that's of God and test that to scriptures.
I didn't say it was from
God. Okay, very good. Very good.
What she says before I left.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and that's like necromancy, and God's against necromancy, talking to the dead.
Okay,
that unless he's directly, unless he sends somebody in his will, like an angel or a person from the past, if it just happens willy-nilly, that's not of God.
When you're raised Catholic, you know, it's like they sat me down before my first confirmation. My mother sat me down in the dining room with all this materials and all.
Yeah.
And she said, you gotta pick out a saint, and you gotta get a
all of these
saint.
Traditions.
You gotta pick out.
I remember all that.
And I said, I sat there and I'm thinking about this. And I'm looking through all these saints, and I'm like, what do I gotta talk to a saint for? I could talk directly to God.
Yeah, that's what Christ did for us.
Because the nun told me in Catholic school, she told us, she said, God sees everything, he hears everything, he knows everything, he knows your thoughts. I said, why do I got to talk to us? I'm sitting there going, what do I got to talk to a saint for to go talk to God?
Yeah, they're
for
just lifting up the traditions
talk,
of man.
I can talk directly to God.
Amen.
And I knew when the nun said, God hears everything, knows everything, he knows your thoughts, that he's saying the truth.
Yes,
I recognized it being the truth.
Amen.
And I believe. That.
Yeah. The other thing, if I could share with you quickly,
and I was what do I need to?
No,
what do I need
no,
to
we
pray
need Christ
to a saint
and the Word,
for?
Not
this is
not
stupid.
Man-made religion.
Like, why do I need to pray to a saint?
What I want to share with you too is here's a big deception that's going around in the culture and in the evangelical world: pre-trib rapture.
What is that?
Pre-trib rapture. They've taught for years that Jesus is coming down to the clouds, going to take all his people out, then he's going to leave, then the world's going to get dark and evil, and then at the end he returns to take over the world. Satan has created this like dual return of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 and Matthew 24 both says Christ returns at the end of the tribulation. The saints of God are going to have to go through the tribulation, and we are going to suffer not the wrath of the Father. Nope. We're going to suffer the wrath of Satan. And that's going to be a testing and a purifying, because I tell you what, people today won't give up their televisions. They won't give up their sports. They won't give up their politics. They won't give up their false religion. You think they're going to stick their head in a guillotine when it comes time to die for Christ? No. This is going to be a great test in the last days, the tribulation.
Dying's easy. I came pretty darn close.
Christ
already
is going to come. Well, it's not as easy when you have to put your neck on the line.
Yeah,
most all people.
I did already, and I almost died.
All people are going to deny that. So test everything that you believe. Test, seek what you don't know, and compare it to the scriptures. And the day of the Lord is on the way. Every day we're getting closer. The signs are all there, and there is going to be no pre-trib rapture. There's not going to be a taking away of God's people before the tribulation. It all happens at the end. But darkness and tribulation's coming. So that's why I decided to retire early to travel. Because what am I going to do? Work and make more money? What am I going to do with that in eternity? Making more money? I'm never going to sit and think, wish I would have spent more time working. But maybe I would have spent more time traveling. We can't meet folks like you if we're sitting on our homestead in a peaceful environment. We go out into the world. What's that?
You live here, right, in Missouri?
No, that's our house right here. We travel full time.
Oh.
That's our house. We support ourselves. I worked my whole life. We live real frugal. We support ourselves. We don't take people's money. It's another thing. Anybody selling the things of God, selling the gospel, run from them. They're hirelings. They're false teachers.
That.
Yeah, they're hirelings and false teachers. When God gives you a ministry, he'll tell you to work to fund it, or he'll fund it. You don't need people begging for money, not selling t-shirts, selling books, selling conferences. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for that. He drove the temple out because they were made it into money changing. Who's the temple today? God's people. There should be no money changing among the things of God within God's people,
so
within the temple.
Get your mail and all that.
You can have a forwarding and all that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you forward it to what other state you're in at
the time? We're residents of South Dakota. So South Dakota allows us to be residents, and we don't even have to really live there. It's all legal. They just allow you to be full-time RVer, and then we get our mail sent there and all that stuff. We don't have much mail anyway. We don't have bills. We just pay for our stuff on the road as we go. So when you don't have a lot of stuff, you don't have a lot of mail, right, honey?
Right.
Yeah. So do you guys live? Do you live in this area?
Yeah.
You keep mentioning Wisconsin. Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
What part?
Around Eau Claire.
Okay, Eau Claire. We were middle of the state, 2 hours east of that, about an hour north of Madison, New Lisbon, Mauston, that area.
Yeah,
I used to be
there.
Around this girl. We had land up there. I was going to build over there.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a homestead there, and then we sold that to move more central. And we had a homestead down here, and we decided we don't want to be in one place. We want to go and we want to travel. The homestead, I share this with people, the homestead got to be an idol to me. And here's why. Not that I loved it more than God, but it was taking up my time. It was taking up my focus. It was taking up my attention. And I got convicted and I said, Lord, you called me to go. I got this like anchor, beautiful homestead. And I said, it's got to go. So we sold it, and we're thankful that we did, because we get to go on the road. And you can see I got hundreds of street preaching videos that we go to events. We go outside church buildings. We go out in the streets. You might have seen us if we were standing here flying gospel signs. And we're looking for the sheep of God that we can point in the right direction. Most everybody's going to drive by and ignore and mock and laugh. We're looking for the sheep of God that God calls, and then they'll answer his call, and then they'll follow him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And our website is there to encourage people. You email me if you ever want a Bible study, if you ever want to go deeper into things of God, if you have any questions, if you ever want to challenge anything I teach. But stay out of the church systems.
I don't.
Stay off the internet for your teaching, because I know I'm on the internet, but until you prove a man out, don't take their teaching. Prove out everything I've said to you.
Get off the internet.
Everything you said is on target.
Get off the internet, man. Don't be on the internet. Get in the Word of God. I got to tell you this in love. We see so many people, and I got to say this in love, mostly women. And I think it's because, I don't know exactly why, all women are different, but Women are kind of more sensitive. Women are a little bit more emotional. Women are maybe always seeking for things. And we see a lot of women lead their houses astray into all kinds of false teaching. So get off the internet. Get in the Word of God. Only fellowship. This is key. Only fellowship.
Maybe that's why it says that the man should lead the house.
Of course, the man should lead, and wife should submit.
I don't mean, you know, you shouldn't just lead. Like, me and her, it's everything we got to agree on, okay? You know, what color of tile, what color roof, yeah. Junk like
I mean, you can have agreement, but the man is responsible. You're the leader of your home.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're the leader of your home.
And we don't make a decision until we both agree.
Yeah, well.
That's the way it works.
But how it works biblically, God leads the man. Now, if you're talking about the color of carpeting, that's different. If we're talking about spiritual things, God's going to lead through the man, and he's going to hold you accountable. The color of the carpeting, the color of the house, whatever. The spiritual things.
Especially when she gets in that time of the month and after that.
Well, hey, what happened with Eve? What happened? What was the first sin of man?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I'm not going to say it.
Eve, Paul says it. Paul's not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. Paul says Eve was deceived.
She was deceived and she led Adam away.
Right. Now, Adam is guilty too. We're not letting him off the hook. He was just as guilty. He should have been right there watching after her. And he said, the woman you gave me did that. He copped out on the woman. They were both guilty, but Eve was deceived. And that's why in the Bible it says women are not to teach. Women are not to take authority. Women are not to rebuke men. Women are to fill the role that God gave them. All of us must fill the roles that God gave us. And when we do that, your house will be in order. But yeah, I was going to say, don't fellowship with people. That means don't gather with, study with, sing with, pray with people till you've tested what gospel do they preach. Have they come out of the false systems and the world? Are they about money or are they about the truth of God? And test them. And then if you see people and you go, you know what, I don't see any sin in them, then you could draw closer, keep testing. Most people rush into fellowship without even testing. That's like eating food you find laying on the ground. You're going to end up sick.
Have you checked out Calvary Temple at the lake?
Oh, Calvary, I don't know.
Like
the there's a bunch of them.
Calvary.
No, there's only the Calvary's all over the country.
Yeah, Calvary Chapels.
And
I have a
Calvary
testing.
Chapel?
I have a testing on Calvary Chapel. You can look it up on my Unbiblical Teachers blog. They're not biblical. They just came out with that Jesus Revolution movie. You probably have seen that or heard about that. Oh, good. Good. Don't even.
I never went to one, but I have a relative.
No, they keep
I have
pagan
a
holidays.
That goes to it.
They keep pagan holidays. They have a false gospel. They're worldly. They have a building centered system. They're feminized. No, I have a testing on Calvary.
What do you mean they're feminized?
Feminized. They don't teach women how to dress biblical. They don't teach women to cover their heads. They don't teach the biblical order. Some of them have women in leadership. So they're not teaching the order that God has ordained for man, for woman, and it becomes a worldly offering that God rejects. Jesus said in Mark 7, I teach this to people all the time, that if you keep man-made traditions, you're worshiping God in vain. Think about that. So that means you lift up Christmas that's man-made and you say, God, I'm giving it to you. God says, I don't want that. That's in vain. You don't want that. Easter,
you know,
vain. Unbiblical actions in the body, or I'm going to carry myself in pride and vanity. It's all vain.
Think of this. I tell people a lot of times, you know, everybody gives me a bunch of bullcrap. I says, what is the most important thing that happened in the history of this world?
Well, there's a whole bunch of important things. I mean, God's creation, Christ coming in the world. I mean, which one you list as most
Christ
important.
Christ is 32 years or 33 years.
Yeah, Christ's life. Yeah, he split time in half.
His life.
Yeah.
That changed the whole world.
Yeah, oh
this
yeah.
This is World War II, World War I. Yeah. That was all created by man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that was all, that was when the devil was walking around the face of this earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's the most important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
everything else that's created by man was nothing garbage.
Yeah,
it was
and,
all nothing but trouble. It was all, it's,
it
what is.
Is it? And now they want to go to Mars and colonize Mars. What are you going to do? Man's going to take his sin and mess Mars up the way we've
ridiculous.
Messed up Earth. Here's the thing I'll tell you.
We're living in a camper right now. I'll tell you something. When you're going to get in that little spaceship, you're going to be going nuts.
Our homestead was a camper turned into a tiny, we had a tiny house. We had a tiny house. It was 8x24, was it?
I got a 12 by 24.
Okay,
got no roof on it right now.
Yeah, we put a roof on ours and everything, and we fixed it all up.
Right
But here's what I wanted to share with you real quick. We've been doing this for years. We've been believers for 15 years, traveling around, testing everything. I don't know of one place, I tell us all the time, And somebody still has to prove me wrong. I've told hundreds of people this. Nobody's proven me wrong yet. We don't know of one place that meets in a building that's fully biblical. Not one. Name a denomination. I'll tell you what their sin is. You name one I don't know about. We'll check them out. I've never seen one that is fully biblical. And so don't look for them in the buildings. The great falling away has happened. Satan has created all these denominations and all these corrupt ways. They're merged with the world. Get in the Word of God. Once you know the genuine, when you know the genuine thing, the false things are easy to spot and see.
That's why I like Bible study.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get together with.
Oh yeah, you should be in the Word every day studying.
Every single time I went in there, okay, some churches we went in, there was one. It's like, okay, we left because of the way they treated these people. Yeah. We got friends with them, we all.
But see, test them before you go Bible study with them.
But they had their whole listing, and I'm looking over there. This guy's making 44,000. This guy's making this. This guy's making this. And I'm over there counting the people in the church.
Yeah.
I says, how the darn hell are they coming up with this money?
I know. We're amazed how they support these building systems and everything.
They, too,
yeah,
it's like,
it's all of Satan.
One time I went there, and I was like, okay, I went like this, and I took $3 with all I had in my pocket. And I threw it in a basket. And they were standing there talking, oh, you know, they only put $3 in there. It's like, that's it.
Yeah. You know, 80% of the money that goes in these building-centered systems, 80% of it, you know what it goes for?
Cadillacs and everything.
Salaries and buildings. Not for the proclamation of the gospel, not for widows and orphans. Salaries and building support. So stay away from those places. I don't know of one that's biblical. If you ever find one that's biblical, you email me. I'm coming there to test it. And if it is biblical, I'll unite to it and serve them. If it's not, we're going to expose them to warn people so that they don't get deceived.
Good. That's what I like to do.
Yeah. So
why these people too? They find
so you
out,
like my website. I got a whole area that has exposes
we
a lot of false
bunch
teaching.
Of them, and oh, they were on drugs. They were on alcohol. And all of a sudden they got Jesus. And they got this nice church now and everything else. You know what they did? They just got away from the drugs and the alcohol, and they found some other damn way.
We were just preaching that. We were just preaching that. They leave one sin for more sins.
That's what is it.
Yeah.
We went at the one church, and they wanted us right away. They had Cadillacs. This guy's coming over there. Oh, we're having a rough time and everything. I go out in the damn parking lot, and he's got a brand new diesel pickup truck sitting out there.
So you sound like God's giving you some discernment. You lead your home, lead your home and stay away from those false places. Get in the Word of God. That's why this has got appointed. God's telling you, his messenger's telling you, get in the Word
and you know
reject
what?
All these religious places.
He's a smart guy. He's not dumb.
They're telling her, he says that they wanted us to help pay for that in the funeral of the members in the church.
Mm, yeah.
As can you believe that? We weren't even members.
That's what happens when you unite to them, though.
We were just we were not members. We never became a member.
It's like I was trying to keep from laughing.
We were only going to the church.
But it doesn't matter. If you're a member, you just go there. If you
go
to a place and you sing and you pray with them, you're united to them.
No.
Yes. You're singing, you're praying, you're united to them. Sure you are. You're united to them. You're saying, we agree with you in the Lord, we're singing, we're praying. The Bible, here's what the Bible says. In Romans 16:17, it says, mark those who teach contrary to sound doctrine and avoid them. Titus 3 says, warn a heretic and avoid them. If you see people that are teaching false ways and you unite to them, you're sinning against God. God says you have to reject that and stay separate. That's what the Bible says. Yeah, good. That's good when we figured out that we were no good. That's good.
So it took a while because they lie to you.
Yeah, they do. My admonition to you.
They didn't know that the pastor was married to his second wife.
Yeah.
When we went there, we started going there. We didn't know that. And then we found out his daughter from his first marriage, she walked in there one day, and this was shortly after we quit going. But she walked in, she tattoos all over her body. And I was just like...
Yeah, that's common in the church system. It's all worldliness.
All kinds of problems with this daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, and I was praying because I was like...
If you can't control your own house...
Right.
How can you be a teacher?
I was just
My admonition to you, because I care for your souls, is, ready? You need to get behind, if you guys are a couple... Are you guys married?
No. There's circumstances.
But if you're a couple committed to each other, you need to lead. You need to hear God's word. You need to obey it, and you need to submit to Him. Otherwise, why are you together? Yeah, submission. Oh, that's totally biblical. If you don't submit to Him, you're in sin. I got to tell you that. And if you don't lead, you're in sin. And you need to get in the Word and know how to lead and how to. Otherwise, you're not honoring God. Because if you can't obey God in that, you're not going to make the kingdom of God. Very clear. And I'm sure God sent you here today to hear that message, that you need to lead, you need to submit, you need to get in the Word. If you need help.
I'm happy to see this truck. You know, sometimes it's like you feel like,
you got a lot more than just the van, didn't you?
I tell you what, that was happening. I used to live in southern Wisconsin, around Lake Geneva.
Yeah,
you know that area?
I know it, yeah.
Okay. These people, they worship money down there.
They do.
I was getting so darn depressed because I would go to a church or something like this. I was like looking around. It's like, is this actually, are we losing this in this world already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
okay.
Gone.
And I was totally
it's Satan's
depressed.
System. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that's Satan's system.
That's why, too, she says, why don't you keep in touch with some of those people you used to be?
No. Get rid of all of them. Get in the Word. Get in the Word.
Okay.
But doesn't.
I'm sitting out there, this guy in those comes up there with this woman, takes her out on the lake and with a boat and everything else. And his wife and kids are sitting at home over there.
Yeah.
And the same darn thing was going on, shit like that. I says, okay, these people can't handle, I'm not going to go soak up this crap.
Yeah. See, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And what I offer to you is, most people seek a little church. Most people seek a little bit of Bible. Most people seek this or that. They're not seeking the kingdom and his righteousness. What's the righteousness of God, you know? What is righteous? It's very simple. What's righteous?
It's just believing what he says.
Exactly. You're on the right path. Righteous is what's right to God. And you only know what's right to God by knowing his word and obeying it. But if you're out in the world doing church system, doing all this stuff, you're not being righteous before God. So you got to get in Christ via that gospel. Then you got to know the word. And then you got to follow it every day and seek the kingdom of God. And this kingdom of God is going to lead you right out of this world and out away from those people and out away from those churches.
You want to know something? When you do it like you and me, you're talking about, man, it's a relief and it feels so good.
Well, it can. If we're in the will of God and we're walking in holiness and we're striving every day, it can. And he'll chastise us and convict us when we're wrong and we're outside. That's why you got to be in the Word. You got to be in the Word. You got to study. So if you ever want to study, shoot me an email, man. I'd love to talk to you.
All right.
All right. Check out our website, don'tperish.com. Thousands of resources for you.
Nice to talk to you.
All right. Thanks for stopping.
All right.
All right. Have a joyous day.
Thanks.
Enjoy the beautiful weather.
Oh, this is perfect out.
We love you in the Lord. Bye-bye.